Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Hi, Phyllis. I'm calling because I forgot to ask this last night when I called, but I know there's a replacement license plate for the front of the Ecto-1, which I still haven't received. I was wondering why I haven't received it.
All right. Can I have your account number?
Yeah, 1 second here. Come on, there we go. Account number is 5783150001.
Thank you. I'll be glad to take a look at that. Hang on for me. Can I get you to verify the name and address on your account, please?
Yes, Brian Heath, 3511 128th Street Southeast, Little Prairie, Minnesota, 55917. And I'm not talking about the tin plate. I know I've been getting on you guys about that because I still haven't received it, but I'm talking about the replacement front license plate that goes on the actual vehicle.
Okay, let me see what's going on. And you've already requested a reshipment on it.
I didn't know when it was ever shipped out, though.
All right, let me double check, okay? Hold on. Okay, so are you referring to the full line number plate?
Yes.
That doesn't send out until slot number 40. So you've got a little bit, couple more place issues to go before that will be that will be sent out.
Okay, because I know there are people who are just starting out, and they said they've already got it.
They have different offers that they reply to. So which just depends on whatever offer that you have replied to. I'm looking at your offer right now, and the plate that they're referring to, you know, they could be have gotten more shipments all at once. It's hard to compare offers because there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts that goes into there. But I am showing that your last issue that we sent out was issue number 26, and that was an issue shipment number 5. And in that shipment is your T-shirt. Now, and when I go to your offer, let me tell you, when I go to your offer, it tells me that your T-shirt, your shirt goes out in slot number 23. So you've got in slot number 39, you'll get your display base, and then right after that, you'll get your number plate. So you still got a couple more shipments to go.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got the T-shirt. In fact, I wore it yesterday. I'm still waiting on the cap the hat that you guys ordered me on and the actual tin plate that you guys ordered me on, along
okay.
with issue 14.
All right, hold on. Issue number 14 you're missing?
Yeah, and I've already requested the replacement
and
for
the
that, but
template.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Yeah, the template has been requested to be reshipped.
And that's been requested to be reshipped several times now, and for some reason they're not doing it.
Let's look at it. Hold on. Well, I showed that was requested on April the 27th.
It was requested before that. They must not have put it in.
And it has left the shipping partner's facility and the post office is waiting the item. And that was as of today that they updated. So that should be going out to you anytime. Let's see what this number is. Did you request number 18, 17, 16, a reshipment of a whole? Yeah. You have a whole issue that was missed, right?
Well, I requested 14, but apparently you guys don't just send out the one.
Oh, we do. I don't know why you were reshipped the whole thing. I do know
why. You guys
why.
Don't do that. You have to ship out the whole four pack.
No. No, 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 no. So it looks like, let's see which one that was. Hold on. So did you receive the shipment with the hat in it? And you received the shipment with the, did you receive the shipment with the hat in it?
I received the shipment, but no hat. Just like the shipment before that, I received the shipment. And also, I was missing kit 14. I was also on the shipment before that. I got all the parts, but I didn't get the plate.
Okay. All right. So somebody has already is requesting a reship on the cap, issue 14, and the tin plate, and that was Kyle. And he did that. And that was on May 12th. I do not have a tracking number on that yet, so it hasn't left the warehouse. It was sent to the warehouse on last Thursday, so it should ship out, if not tomorrow, first of next week.
Okay. And my DeLorean build, I hope I looked at it right, but apparently I'm hoping that I, like I said, used the right number, but said something about DHL was still waiting on it, and from what I was told, if I hadn't received it by yesterday, I should have been gotten it or had a reshipment, but I don't know.
All right. Well, let's look at that, okay?
All right.
Hold on just a second. Okay, let's see where we got. Okay, so there's been two shipments that went out. One was in April 21st. That was your introductory shipment. Now, that one shows it was delivered on May the 3rd. Did you receive that, your first two parts of the DeLorean?
Yeah, but I, like I told them, I didn't need that because I found someone that sold me kits 1 through 22. But someone got, you know, an idea in their head that I maybe needed it, so...
Well, that might have been something that we needed to, because I do show that you have several that you skipped. You skipped from issues 3 through 22, and that right there, what that did, what you had to have the first issues to get the subscription started.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and then your second shipment just left the warehouse on the 14th. It is at the shipping partners. Wait, I think it said it was. It's arrived at the shipping partner's facility in the U.S. The post office is waiting for the number for the package, and that was on the 18th. So you probably should receive that too by the end of the week or the first of next week.
Okay. Yeah, because I was looking through my notes, and I even put it in my phone from the date it was shipped out. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, 3 weeks. So that would have been yesterday. So I was like, ugh. Kind of like the proton packs. I was told that, you know, I'd be charged for them on the 14th and they'd be shipped out. And I wasn't even charged for them until the 18th. But, you know, as long as they're, you know, in shipping, I don't care.
Okay. All right. So it is in shipping. If you don't receive it by the first of the week, give us a call back and we will reship it because it's already processing right now. So we're hoping that it's gonna pick up and you'll be there soon.
Yeah, I hope so because I thought USPS was bad, but damn DHL, they are horrid. I just had to wait over a week for them to, you know, it was nothing for you guys. It was a shipment from England. It came into the country.
Oh.
And it took over a week for them to decide. It was sitting on a truck. Over a week for them to decide to deliver it. Every day, shipping rescheduled, or delivered rescheduled.
Oh, my goodness.
Why the hell is it sitting on a truck? Why not just deliver it? Is someone too stupid or too lazy or both? Yeah, and I've heard other horror stories from people about the same thing with DHL.
Well,
and,
to be honest,
yeah.
Actually DHL is doing better than our last shipping partner.
Yes, they are, because Pitney or whatever it was, yeah, they are horrid also. I just wish you guys would go through like FedEx or UPS because they're so much better.
Yeah, unfortunately right now we have to stick with what we've got. I guess they have a contract with them, I don't know, but we're hoping that the USPS will pick up and do better.
I doubt it because right now, thanks to the president giving them like 70 hours vacation paid.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a lot of the people are deciding, oh, no, I don't want to go to work right now. I'll just get paid. It's not go to work. Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear they call it snail mail for a reason, and this is why.
Yeah, that's why. All right. Well, now, is there anything else I can do for you?
I do have a suggestion for one of their next builds. I got told that the next ones coming out next year will be the Titanic, which I'm like, no, thank you. I already put in a request for the 1989 Batmobile, but I also just remembered one, the movie The Wraith, the car in that. It was a Dodge prototype car.
Oh.
And yeah, if you've never seen the movie The Race, you need to watch it. That car is freaking awesome.
Oh, really? The Race?
Yeah, W-R-A-I-T-H.
Oh, The Wraith.
Yeah. Oh, and okay. I also said the Christine from the, you know, Stephen King's Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would put that on the same shelf as the Ecto-1 and have them kind of facing off.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. I've got all these models in mind, but no one has the 1/8 scale versions of these other models that I really would love to build. like,
but some of it is a licensing thing too.
Yeah, I realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you guys got the Ecto-1 and the DeLorean, it shouldn't be too terribly hard to get one of these other, you know, ones to say, oh, yeah, go ahead and build our car because we've got a good fan base for it. Yeah. And I do not have a 3D printer. I do not even know where to begin with one, so I can't build it.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, you know, I can get that forwarded over and have somebody let them know that you've suggested it.
Okay.
Okay.
All
and
righty.
That's a 1986 film?
I believe so. Here, let me double check on that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1986 film.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, do you see a picture of the car?
I'm on IMDb. It doesn't show the car, I don't think.
Well, if you go onto Google and look for an image, you can see a picture of the.
Oh, there it is.
Dodge.
Oh, there
yeah.
It is. Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
Like I said, that would be one awesome model to build.
I see that. You know, I may have seen the movie. I can't
say
that I
didn't. Yeah, it had Charlie Sheen in it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I just watched this movie, middle of last week? Because I hadn't seen it in years.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, okay, it's time to watch this again. I'm like, oh, yeah, that would go really good on the shelf.
Yeah. Well, I will submit your suggestion. Okay?
All right.
Well, now, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Not offhand. I put it out there before, but it'd be nice if they'd kind of offer us, like, 1/8 scale versions of, like, Marty McFly, Doc Brown for the DeLorean, and, you know, the guys from Ghostbusters.
I got you. There is a point. There is a special on the Ghostbusters that's going to come around that will have the figurines.
Yeah, but they're not 1/8 scale, and all the horror stories I've been seeing from it.
I don't know.
Getting them delivered broken, and the paint job isn't that good from what I hear. So, yeah.
Well, if they're delivered broken, we will replace them.
Yeah, on the YouTube, or not YouTube, but Facebook group I'm on, there was one member here in the U.S. that had 4 of them before they were all, not broken.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. And like I said, they're not 1/8 scale, so it kind of ruins it.
You could be the lucky one. You know,
yeah.
And get the one that's still together.
Well, you know, like I said, though, they're not the 1/8 scale, so they're too small.
Yeah.
I gotcha. NECA makes 7-inch figurines, which, like, for Marty McFly is perfect, because I've seen pictures of people putting that toy in the DeLorean. And it looks just about, because Marty McFly wasn't very tall. Michael J. Fox is not that tall.
Oh, no, he's a little guy.
Yeah, so it was perfect having that 7-inch scale figure sitting in the DeLorean. And with them, you can get the one where he's dressed in the radiation suit, or he can be
mm-hmm.
dressed like from Back to the Future 2.
That's right, yeah.
Or his iconic attire from the beginning of Back to the Future 1. So at least
that's
there,
a great idea.
Yeah, at least there with the NECA version, that works. Doc Brown, on the other hand, he, you know, he was taller than Marty, so if they're both 7 inches tall, it's kind of, but anyway. But still, at least for Marty McFly, that works. And I've already got my shelf set up to where for the Ecto-1, I've got green backlighting for the Ecto-1. Then one shelf above that, I have it for DeLorean, which has got blue lighting.
Well, sounds like it's going to be nice.
Yeah, they're both heavily reinforced because of Ecto-1. It's heavy as all hell already.
All right. And it's huge.
Yeah, as of right now, I do believe it is. Let me see here. Get the tape measure out. Because I blew through all those kits. Yeah, right now it's at 28 and about 3/8 inches long.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
the
Titanic is going to be 42 inches completed.
Yeah, and I'd love to build the Enterprise, but I don't have the room to hang that thing.
I got you there.
Yeah, I mean, I would love
they
to.
They are huge,
I really
but
would.
They're gorgeous, too.
Yeah, I've been watching a guy on YouTube. He's the one who got me first interested in building these things. He has built a lot of things from different companies, like a 3-foot-tall Terminator.
Oh.
Yeah, a 2-foot-tall R2-D2. He's in the process of building the Ecto-1. He's already built the DeLorean, and he's building all these others, like the Bismarck and from other companies. And he's
oh,
the
wow.
one who got me into this. And I'm just seeing, I'm like, where the hell does this guy get all this money to build these? I mean, damn. But he's over in England, and so there again, he's right there at the headquarters area. So he actually gets to do the test kits, too.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we have a customer that is, I guess we have determined he is an aficionado because he has been contracted to be of assistance to our other customers that are having issues with their builds.
Okay.
And because he's built every one of our models, every one of our build ups, and he's building.
I do believe that's World Wayne.
I'm sorry?
I do believe that is World of Wayne on YouTube.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
I don't
is.
Know. I don't know what his YouTube name is, but yeah, he's pretty cool. And he does help out. And he invited me to dinner if I would come to New York.
Okay, like, never mind. That is the World of Wayne thing, because Wayne is in England. So.
Oh, it's like, number one, I am not going to New York.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should, let me change my numbers. Number one, I'm married. Number two, I'm not coming to New York.
Number three, you can pay me enough to go to New York. Yeah, I mean,
all right.
I've been all over the world to the Marine Corps, and I never went to New York, and I'm thankful I never went to New York because, yeah, it's bad enough I was in California.
Yeah, well, I thank you for your service.
I didn't do it for appreciation. For one thing, it's my patriotic duty. For another thing, my family has been in the Marine Corps since its founding on the 10th of November, 1775.
Oh, my goodness.
The only conflict we haven't been in was Desert Storm because, well, we didn't have anybody in that age bracket, and I was just in grade school. I don't think they'd really let a grade schooler go to war.
No. No, they don't. They don't care for that too much. They do frown upon sending kids to war. Yeah, but my dad was a Marine also. He was in World War One, no, World War Two. I'm
Oh,
sorry,
wow.
World War Two. He was in World War Two, and he served, and he was in Okinawa during the occupation.
Wow. My grandfather served in Korea and Nam. And he
Wow.
was stationed at in Okinawa for a while. In fact, if you had got him drunk enough when he was alive, he would tell you how I have an uncle over there.
Well,
Yeah.
there you go.
Yeah. It's like, wow, really, Grandpa? Oh yeah, I knocked her up. And yeah, you got an uncle over there. I'm like, okay, am I ever gonna meet this man? Probably not.
Yeah,
Okay.
there you go. All right, sir. Well,
Yeah.
I've got to take my next call. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Not offhand.
All right. Well, Mr. Heap, I thank you for your time. And I thank you for calling us here at Eagle Moss, and you have a great afternoon.
You do the same.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.